But for us, I think overall as a team, we got it was good for us, especially coming off a couple of wins. You know, it helped everybody on this team.
Coach talked about the whole team kind of being reviewed during the bye. How do you review your first half of the season?
I don't know. I mean, I think I don't know. At least me personally, what I do, I don't wait till halfway through the year and just to go over what I've done. We're kind of evaluated every week, and I evaluate myself every week. And you know, for the most part, I think we're doing all right. You know, our record, we feel it could be better, but as a defense, I think we're getting there, and I guess now the numbers are starting to show a little bit that we're going in the right direction. But you know, we got a lot to accomplish still. So it'll be a good. Fun 7 weeks here.
Nick went out a couple years ago.
Vegas is 3-1 following a bye under McCarthy. Big second half runs, 06, 07, 09. Is there a reason for that, or is that just coincidence?
I mean, I don't know. Football is weird. You know, there's obviously luck involved. I think this team works really hard on the off season. We're together basically from March 15th on. I think that helps us as the season goes. It's a long season, even these 16 games. I know they're talking about making it longer, but even with these 16, the season's long, and I think we have the right kind of guys that know you have to keep working throughout the year. You can't just kind of hopefully get by and maintain. You got to keep working out in the weight room and doing the right things, and I think everyone around here has kind of bought into that.
You guys obviously have played some good teams in the first half, but especially defense, you guys faced some stiff tests, I think, for the top 10 scoring offenses here in the last 7 weeks. Talk about how big a challenge the second half, the last 7 years will be.
Yeah, I think the good thing is, you know, you tell me whatever for the 10 top offenses, that's news to me. I mean,
scoring.
I only know what I see on film. You know, going in, I try not to be swayed by any kind of stats or outside influences. But I think most of us look at it that way. But yeah, the thing is, on any day you see what can happen. You saw the Cowboys win last night and everything. Anything can happen on any Sunday here in the NFL, and we know that. And we know we have to come to play, and especially for these last seven.
What do you expect out of the Vikings in front of this week?
Yeah.
I'd say they've been up and down.
I expect the same Brett Favre as always. I mean, I think he, regardless of what his status is, his health and everything, we obviously think he'll play. I'm sure they know that with us coming into their place, they need to get a win this week, and we need a win as well. So it's not anything different for either of us, but we know at least for us it's going to be a little different atmosphere than playing them Sunday night at home with all of our fans behind us. It's going to be tough, and we're going to go up there and give it a good shot.
Not playing football,
that team
has
sort of quit on Chile. They don't like them, that kind of thing. As a player, you ever gotten to a point where, you know, you dislike a coach so much that you're not going to play 100%? That seems to me to be crazy, that kind of thing.
If I did, I would never say it, but but no, I've been lucky my whole life to be on teams with I've had a ton of respect for all the coaches I've had growing up and even now. And so I don't know how it would have to get pretty bad for that to happen, but I don't doubt anything. Nothing would surprise me. But I don't – watching them on film, though, they definitely haven't quit. They haven't given up on anything. When it comes down to it, regardless of how they feel about anybody on the team or the coaches, they still have pride in themselves as humans and as players and competitors. So they're going to come out there and give it their best shot.
In the locker room, is it possible for the four or five guys that aren't happy – can that spread? I mean, how quickly does that spread? How does it spread?
Yeah, I mean, I think like if you talk to any business in the world, they're going to tell you if there's a couple bad apples, they're going to pull other guys in with them. And there's guys that are it goes both ways. Positive, like you see guys. There's a lot of people, you know, that walk in the room that just seem like they're a great positive guy, and people are naturally attracted to hang out with them and to follow them. And it goes the other way too. And unfortunately, there's guys like that around the league. I don't. Luckily, we don't have any of them, and I haven't seen them, but I know it happens. But I don't think that's the case over there. But who knows? You know, I'm not in the locker room, but they have a lot of good character guys as well. So I wouldn't be worried about them that happening to them. But it's true. It goes both ways, positive and negative. People will be attracted to both of them.
Something else.